Hachette Audio presents Tough Titties on Living Your Best Life When You're the Effing Worst. Written and read by me, Laura Belgrave. For Alice and David Belgray. Mom, maybe skip chapter 9? Dad, if you're up there, you too. Introduction. Up and up and up. When I was rounding 40, my husband and I had dinner with our friend and his new girlfriend, a dewy-faced 29-year-old Condé Nast worker who'd come straight from her spin class. Twisting her shower-fresh hair into a perfect knot, she sighed. All I do in my career is move up and up and up. It's like every time I walk into the office, I get promoted. Shaking her head no to the server's offer of bread and smearing a fingerful of Vaseline on her plump lips. At that age, a complete beauty routine. She added, I'll probably be publisher in the next couple of years. I remember thinking, as I buttered a second sourdough roll, thank you, I'm 10 years older than this glowing go-getter and have never in my life moved up and up and up. If you don't know me, and however you found yourself listening to this book, I know I'm supposed to inspire you with how far I've come from my disadvantaged or troubled beginnings, how I've turned lemons into lemonade, or some boozy, sassy version, skinny margaritas, limoncello, Patron Silver lemon drops. I know this from sampling influencer books and their intros. Not that I consider myself an influencer. I'm too old for that now. I've graduated to thought leader. You're never allowed to call yourself either of those things, by the way, but other people can. Just like in acting, where the stages for a woman are ingenue, mom, district attorney. The online phases are influencer, thought leader, sea hag. I'm hoping to stay comfortably in the thought leader category for as long as possible, before sprouting a tuft of hair from my giant face mole, living in an underwater lair, and eating children who frolic in the waves. But anyway, I have to tell you what my existing audience knows. I've carved out a pretty great career, allowing for a hashtag no homework life that makes people say, I want to be you when I grow up. Because somehow, they got the impression I'm a grown-up. Supposedly, you're one of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?